诗篇13。耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。今天为我们证道的是前新加坡神学院讲师黄朱伦博士。
好，主内各位弟兄姐妹平安。我这个礼拜跟下个礼拜是安排来讲诗篇的。
I'll be speaking on the book of Psalms this week and next week.
但是诗篇很大。
But the book of Psalms is really a big book.
所以呢，我的重点是要讲这个诗篇中的哀歌。
So my focus is to talk about the lamentations in the book of Psalms.
主要是配合我们这个时候是在纪念耶稣的受死的时候。
Because we are preparing our hearts for the coming Good Friday.
所以我们这个星期是要讲哀歌。
So we are talking about laments in this week.
下个星期其实耶稣基督他的生命是对哀歌的一个特别他的受难。就是一首哀歌。
And especially the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ is a is something that we should lament about.
或者他的受难就是哀歌。
And his sacrifice is a lament.
是我们下个礼拜要讲的。
Is what we are going to.
所以当我们看诗篇的时候，诗篇分成五卷。
And the entire book of Psalm consists of five books.
而这五卷呢，当然就有不同的诗篇开始跟结束。
And within these five books, there are different psalms that begins and ends with these books.
而在这五卷里面呢，它诗篇有不同的文学题材。
And there are different stylistic features in each of these psalms.
比如好像你看小说哈。
It's like when you're reading a novel.
那小说有各种小说啊。
And there are different types of novels.
有这个侦探小说。
There are detective novels.
中文的很多人读的是武侠小说。
And a lot of Chinese novels talk about the 武侠。martial arts, yes, martial arts.
也有这个年轻人最喜欢的。其中一个爱情小说。
And of course, the young people would like novels about love.
那也有科幻的小说啊。
And there are stories about fictions about stories about the future.
甚至许多小说都是跟现在跟这个黑暗灵界有关系的小说。
And there are even some novels about the spiritual worlds and the dark world.
所以小说分成很多不同题材啊。
And there are different themes that's written around novels.
那诗篇呢，里面的诗歌也有不同题材。
And the psalmists also use the different styles and features in these psalms.
比如说哀歌是讲悲哀的事情。
For example, the lamentations talk about the the feelings of the psalmist, the sentiments of the psalmist.
赞美诗，他的赞美。
And the hymns are to praise God.
信靠或者信心的诗歌。
And there are also hymns of praise and faith.
也有智慧的诗歌。
And on psalms on wisdom.
也有这个感恩的诗歌。
Psalms on thanksgiving.
也有立法的诗歌。
And Psalms on the laws.
所以你读诗篇，如果你读的时候你没有这个概念，你对那个诗篇就的掌握是有限度的。
And if you do not have a understanding of these features, you would be very hard to grasp the meaning of these songs.
而你就发现在五本书里面，在诗篇的五卷里面呢，第一、第二卷充满哀歌。
And you will find that in within the five books, there's in the first and second book, there's full of lamentations.
而且主要是个人的哀歌。
And these are individual laments of the psalmist.
他的多就是说，整本诗篇的哀歌大概都是集中在第一、第二卷。
And a lot of these are focused in the first and second book of Psalms.
该差不多包含了整本诗篇的哀歌的大多数了。
And it comprises the most of the laments within the book of Psalms.
那为什么会这么多哀歌呢？
Well, there are so many psalms about laments in the book of Psalms.
或者是说，它是整本诗篇最大最多的文体。
You could say that these laments consist of a major part of the book of Psalms.
但是呢，希伯来对诗篇的名称却叫做颂歌或者赞歌。
But psalms in the Hebrew language actually means songs of praise or songs of blessings.
整个一本书大最多是哀歌，却称为赞美诗。
But then why is there in the book of Psalms so many psalms about lamentations?
但是它的书的名字叫做赞美啊。
But the book of Psalms is called a book of praise and blessings.
希伯来圣经犹太人不叫诗篇为诗篇的。
In the Hebrews don't refer to the Psalms as Psalms.
他是叫他赞美。
He refers to the Psalms as praises and blessings.
那就是诗篇的真正名字啊。
And that's the real name of the book of Psalms.
你跟犹太人讲诗篇，他说你讲什么？圣经没有这本书嘛。
You talk to the Jews about Psalms, they would not understand.
因为圣经没有这本书。
Because it does not exist for them.
因为它存在圣经是叫做赞美。
Because in the Bible it means praise and blessings.
那是它的名字。
And that is its name.
原来哀歌也是赞美哦。
And indeed, we know that lamentation is actually a praise.
为什么会成为赞美呢？
And why is it so?
我们刚刚读了十三篇。
And we have read Psalms 13 just now.
在十三篇里面，它的开头他说：“耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？”
And the psalmist starts in verse 1.He says, How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
他开头是对神呼求啊。
In the beginning, the psalmist calls to the Lord.
他呼求神，耶和华。
He calls to God.
这个呼求是带着一种很紧迫、很大的需要。甚至很痛苦的一种呼求。
It was done in urgency, earnestness, and great bitterness.
就好像有时候，你遇到很危险的时候啊。
It's as if you are faced with a grave danger.
在西方文化当中叫 Oh my God!
In Western world, you just call Oh my God.
Very desperate. 非常紧急啊。
Because it's indeed a very desperate situation.
我们有时候会掉在这种的情况里面。
And when we are in this kind of circumstances,
我们就会说，而且不是一两天。
And it's not just for a while.
可能几个月。
It may last for many months.
那你就很痛苦了好多个月。
And you have you will have suffered for many months.
总之，那个时间长跟痛苦到你已经无法忍受了。
And because it is so long, you are starting to not be able to take it.
你会发现在第一、第二节出现了四次，到几时呢？到几时呢？到几时呢
？So in verse 1 and 2, you can see four times it was mentioned. How long? How long? How long? How long?
它表达他已经不可忍了。
It expresses the psalmist's feelings that it is unbearable.
有没有这样的经验啊？
Have you ever had such an experience before?
新加坡人应该一般上比较少。
Maybe Singaporeans feel less of it.
但一些国家很多的战乱。
But in some countries there's war.
很多天灾人祸。
Many natural disasters.
小孩子从小就在非常的痛苦当中。
And children grew up in difficult environments.
大人看了更痛苦。
And that pains the hearts of the adults to see these things happening.
几天没有东西吃。
And many days these people are starving.
父母亲自己能够不舍得吃，有什么东西就给孩子吃。
And parents are often sacrificing their own food and giving it to their children.
有的时候自己也没有，小孩也没有。
Sometimes the entire family doesn't have any food.
一天两天。
One day, two days.
还在那边哭。
And the whole family is crying out.
特别是小孩在那边叫的时候。
And the children are crying in hunger.
父母心如刀割。
The hearts of the parents is like being stabbed with a knife.
但是在我们的生活中，有的时候也会有。
And in our life, sometimes we experience this ourselves.
生病啊。
When you are sick.
大病啊，重病啊。
Especially very serious illnesses.
刚才一直在看我的手机啊，就是早上就有一个老朋友他寄了一个 email 给我。
I was checking my emails earlier and found an email from an old friend.
注意看了再看。
And I read it a few times.
因为他有癌症。
And it says that he's suffering from cancer.
要十多次的放疗，十多次的化疗。
And he's undergoing ten times or more of chemotherapy.
还有电疗。
And electrotherapy.
那非常痛苦。
And he's suffering from cancer.
所以如果你在这种情况里面，你会呼求神啊。
And if you're in such a situation, you should not call out to God.
而如果有这个病痛的人才不过三十多岁的话。
And especially if you are suffering from illnesses or when you at the young age of 30.
你更问耶和华为什么是这样啊？
Would you not cry out to the Lord and say, why did this happen to me?
金钱是一个问题，有医疗。
Financially, the medical bills will cost more.
孩子以后怎么办呢？
What will happen to the children?
个人会不会好的？
Will I recover?
而这个过程非常的痛苦。
The entire process of a recovery is very painful.
甚至可能不会好。
And you might not even recover.
经济有些时候也会碰到这种问题啊。
And financially, you may encounter a crisis too.
哇，觉得有个机会做生意了。
You realize that there's a business opportunity.
你把你所有的都投下去了。
And you dump all your savings in the opportunity.
甚至把那 CBA 全部拿出来了，全部给投进去了。
Including all your CBA funds.
你发现生意不好。
But the business is bad.
而且债务越来越高。
The debts are mounting.
就在这种情况里面，孩子本来读大学，也要大家停下来，不再读大学了。
In such a situation, you couldn't even afford to send your child to university.
或者他在外国读书，叫他回来了。
Or you have to call him back if he's studying overseas.
因为没钱了。
Because we ran out of money.
你很痛苦，你孩子也很痛苦。
And everybody's suffering, yourself and your child.
而且你在挣扎中好像没有什么希望。
And in that struggle, you find no hope.
当这些事临到你的身上，你的家庭，你就知道很痛苦啊。
When these troubles come to you and your family, you know that you are in terrible pain and suffering.
我觉得这个跟我没关系哦。
But you see, this is nothing to do with me.
但它发生在你身上。
But now it has happened to you.
怎么办呢？
What? How shall you respond?
你在一生的道路肯定不会碰到吗？
Are you sure you never encountered troubles and suffering in your life?
或者你的家人当中没有人会碰到吗？
Or none of the family, none of them, your family members will face with sufferings and trials.
你的兄弟姐妹当中没有一个人会碰到吗？
Say to your siblings.
当中一个碰到，全家就受苦了。
Once one is suffering, the rest of the family will suffer together.
在那种情况，你说耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？你颜面不顾我要到几时呢？
And in, when you encounter this situation, you call to the Lord and ask him, How long will you forget me, O Lord?
你甚至责怪上帝啊。
You will even grumble against the Lord.
你忘记我。
That the Lord has forgotten you.
你颜面不顾我。
And you have turned your face away from me.
你说我不会这样怪神的、
啊。Yeah, maybe you say that I will not do grumble to the Lord.
你没有这样，是因为你还不到那样的地步、哦。
And that's you will say that because you haven't encountered great suffering yet.
连耶稣基督都讲这种话，是吧
？Even the Lord Jesus Christ reminded us of this.
He said it himself.
To God himself. Would you say that the Lord Jesus Christ has no faith?
耶稣在十字架说什么？
What did the Lord say when he was nailed to the cross?
耶和华。
Oh Lord.
你为什么离弃我？
Why have you forsaken me?
难道我们灵性比耶稣高？
Are we spiritually more mature than our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以，耶稣知道什么是哀歌，耶稣知道什么是痛苦啊。
And the Lord Jesus know what is a cry to the Lord and what is pain.
所以他能够安慰你啊。
And therefore he is capable of comforting us.
当有一天你也这样呼喊的时候。主耶稣他明白你为什么讲教。
Because when one day we lament and we cry to the Lord, our Lord Jesus understands this feeling himself.
甚至你怪上帝，他都明白。
Even when you grumble to God, he also understands how you feel.
因为他也怪神啊。
Because he went through the same thing himself.
他也讲同样的话。
He said the same thing himself.
你为什么离弃我
？Why did you forsake me, O God?
那没有的，他假假讲的。
We think that it's not really Jesus doing that.
他是真的吗？帮他骗我们了。
No, it is indeed true, or else Jesus would be lying to us. And we've all been under life from our
Christ.
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we do not dare to read
on.
But these are very true and very real.
所以他说，我心里愁怅不安，内心终至痛苦，要到几时呢？第二节。
And in verse 2 he says, how long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day?
但是基督徒不会永远这样。
But remember that Christians will not always be in this state.
因为我们的神是真神。
Because our God is real.
因为我们真神他是爱我们的。
And our God loves us.
所以我们会有一个信心是神给我们的，在我们的痛苦的深处呢，会呼喊出来。
So the faith that is given by the Lord into us will call out to Him when we are suffering.
当你开始有信心的呼求的时候，哎，你的盼望就来了。
When you call to the to God from your faith, you will have hope.
所以他这边就呼求神。
And here the psalmist calls to the Lord.
他说：“耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，求你应允我，求你使我的眼睛明亮，免得我沉睡之时。”
In verse 3, psalmist says, "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, light up my life, my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death."
看来世人要面对死亡啊。
And the psalmist here is facing death.
而且他是病到差不多要死了。
And he's so ill that he's almost dying.
就在这样的情况下，他呼求上帝，求你看顾我。他的信心忽然间朝上帝去了。
And in such a situation, his faith wells up in the psalmist and he calls out to the Lord.
应允我。
To answer.
使我的眼睛明亮。
To light up his eyes.
一个病人要死的，如果他眼睛明亮，就肯定不会死的了。
If a dying person has his eyes lit up, he will have hope.
你看一个病人，他眼睛看住你，大大的，比你更亮。看来不是他病，是你病。
And if a sick person looks at you with a light in his eyes, I think he has vigor.
他比你更有精神。
And he's more vigorous than you.
那你想，大概他病要好吗？
And you know that he will recover.
一个病人他的眼无神啊。
And if the person has listless eyes,
他好像眼睛都张不开了。
He's sick and he could not open his eyes.
你知道他可能情况越来越好。
And you know that his days are numbered.
使我的眼睛明亮。
And he asked that the Lord light up his eyes.
这个世界的哀歌是没有盼望的。
The laments of this world is without hope.
当一个人走到绝望的时候呢，在这个世界，他甚至可能会去自杀。
And when a person does not see any hope anymore, the next step perhaps is for him to kill himself.
或者他会绝望到一个地步，他就放弃了。
Or he is so hopeless that he gives up on everything.
他心里就没有平安。
And he has no peace in his heart.
然后他就跟发脾气对每一个人。
And he's angry with everyone.
因为他里面很多不平、不安、痛苦。绝望。
Because he's suffering, he's hopeless, and he has no peace.
他就把他的情绪发泄在别人身上。
And he lets out all his emotions on the people around him or her.
但是一个有主生命的人在这种绝望里面的时候，哎，他的信心会朝向神。
But a person who has faith in the Lord, when he's in this kind of hopeless situation, he would call upon and look at the Lord.
神就会给他力量来面对这样的困境。
And the Lord will grant him strength to endure the situation.
所以刚才为什么我们仔细看那个 email 呢？
That's why I read the email carefully just now.
哎呀，他分享一封信给关心他的人。
He was the patient was sharing a letter that had from another person that cared about him.
那他向那些很有关心他的人把他的 email 寄给我们了。
He sent out an email to all who cared about him.
他的信可能你需要有三面这么多。
And the letter was perhaps 3 pages long.
但是他的信里面有两页全部是经文的。
But within the 3 pages, two pages full of Bible verses.
而全部的经文都是仰望神的经文。
And all these verses are praise the Lord.
向神信靠的经文。
And are verses that ask us to rely on God.
表明他在这种情况里面他信靠神。
And that tells us that he is relying on God fully, even though he's under such a situation.
他两页的经文里面用了超过圣经里面十本书的经文。
The verses that he used. Is extracted from more than 10 different books in the Bible. And those are verses of hope.
是他看见在这种情况里面神会听他的祷告。
Because he saw that in his sickness, God will give him hope.
一两个礼拜前在 Facebook 里面他写了一段话给我。
Two weeks ago, in his Facebook page, this friend of mine wrote something to me.
我看了我就很 shock.
And I was very shocked at what he wrote to me.
他现在人在美国。
And he's living in the US now.
其实他是一个科学家。
He's actually a scientist.
是美国海军国防部专门研究海军的直升机的科学家。
He's actually a Marine Defense helicopter scientist in the USA.
退休了。
And he has retired.
当我美国认识他的时候，他的工作是这个。
And when I knew him, he was that's his profession.
所以对战争里面这个直升机的战斗啊，各方面他最清楚的。
And he's really an expert in how to use helicopters in warfare.
而他是发明里面的一些东西的。
And he invented many technologies within these combat helicopters.
很爱主。
And he has a heart for the Lord.
他曾经是教会的整个教会的主席啊。
And he was the chairman of a church.
他退休后常常去台湾做宣教士。
And he often goes to Taiwan on missionary trips after he retired.
所以他就说，哎呀，什么时候在台湾或者在美国见你一面呢？
And he often tells me when we can meet up in Taiwan or in the USA.
为什么我会 shock 呢？
And why was I shocked?
因为他癌症了，要死了哦。
Because he is encountering cancer and his days are numbered.
表明他很有盼望，他对上帝的信心，他才会说：“哎，我们什么时候再见面哦？”
And he has a great faith and hope when he told me when will we meet again.
所以他写那些信靠的经文是真的，他信靠哦。
And when he wrote these verses in the letters, he wrote it truly believing in the Lord's in the Lord's hope.
就好像这个诗人一样。
Just like this song.
所以诗人在后面的两句话很重要。
So it's important to know what the psalmist wrote in the last two verses.
至于我，我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心必因你的救恩欢呼。
But I trust in your steadfast love, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
他的这个朋友，他在信的最后一段。
My friend in the last part of his letter.
就是拜祷。
He wanted us to pray for him.
那最后一段也不很长。
It's a short paragraph.
他基本上就是求我们为他跟他的妻子祷告。
He wanted us to pray for him and his wife.
他的这个化疗还要几次才完成。
He's a couple more chemotherapies before it's completed.
他说让他能够这最后几次能够安然经过。
And he asked us to pray that the last few chemo sessions would be smooth and successful.
让他的妻子照顾他，也能够有足够的精神、灵性、体力。
And to pray for his wife's health and strength to continue to take care of him.
他们两个都差不多要八十岁了。
And both of them are almost 80 years old.
年龄是比我大。
Yes, older than me.
然后求主让他们经过这个治疗后，医生就要决定把那个毒的瘤的部分要占多少把它切掉。
And after the completion of the cancer treatment, the doctor will decide whether to remove the part of the cancer.
是要拿多少，从他身体里面拿多少出来。
How much of that cancerous portion should be removed through surgery?
他带着盼望。
But he's full of hope.
他知道这个过程要经过。
He knows he has to go through this program.
他相信上帝会保守。
He believes that the Lord will take care of him.
这个是基督徒在哀歌中跟这个世界不同的地方。
And this is the difference of Christians from the point in trials and lamenting.
我曾经认识一位姐妹。
I once knew of a sister.
她也是癌症，住在医院里面。
She was also suffering from cancer and hospitalized.
然后医生说没有盼望了。
And the doctor said there's no hope for her.
但是什么疗什么疗也不行了。
Whatever cancer treatment is futile.
你回家了。
You go home now.
因为没希望了。
Because it's, you have your you are without hope.
但是她住在医院的那段时间嘛。
But during the time when she stayed in the hospital.
医生是因为跟她做了几次电疗化疗，发现不行了，才是这样。
Because the doctor did a few cancer treatment for her and realized that there's no hope of recovery.
各种的结果看来都是更糟糕。
And the results are just pointing towards being bad.
所以呢，决定不要再继续了。
And therefore, I decided not to carry on with the cancer treatment.
叫她回家。
And I asked her to go home.
但是她那段时间在医院里面呢。
But during the period when she's in the hospital,
医院病房好多人因她信主哦。
There's many people who believe in the Lord because of her.
而且好多护士哦，争着要来这一个病房做 duty.
And many of the nurses wanted to come to this room to perform their duties.
哇，大家真的就要轮到我来这个房间哦，来到这个病房啊。
排毒。
为什么不这次不是我？
他们 serve the sister.
因为他说从来没有见到一个病人，而且是这么严重的病人这么死的。
Because they've never seen such a serious cancer patient, they have so much hope and joy in him.
连护士们都觉察他跟其他的病人不一样。
And nurses notice that she is different from the other cancer patients.
而他在当中是最没希望的。
And she's actually the patient that has the least hope of recovery among all of them.
他却带领那些许多比他可能还有一点希望的信徒。
But she led those people who also had a better chance of recovery from cancer, and they believed in God.
为什么呢？他说，我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心必因你的救恩欢呼。
Why is that so? Because in verse 5, I have trusted in your steadfast love, my heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
没错的呀。
而且因神的救恩哦。
And because of the salvation of God.
你知道吗？这个姐妹后来病好了。
Indeed, this sister recovered because of her hope.
那个主治医生呢、啊，也信了主啊。
And the doctor that's in charge of her case became a believer in God's case.
因为他觉得他知道是不可能的。
Because the doctor knew her case was impossible, yet it happened.
他带他信主，他说是神医我，那个医生说是。
And the sister brought the doctor to believe in the Lord, and the sister declared that it was the Lord who saved her.
那个医生就相信了。
Because of this, the doctor believed.
成为基督徒。
Became Christian himself.
我们神是真神啊。
Or what is in real?
我们在任何的困境中，神会带领我们。
In all difficulties and trials, God will lead us.
所以最后诗人说：“我要歌颂耶和华，因他以厚恩待我。”
Therefore, finally, the psalmist declare, "I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me."
他看来在绝望中的时候，他却赞美神了。
When he is in desperation, he praises the Lord.
所以他的生命就成为一个见证。
And his life became a testimony.
而且他宣告上帝用厚恩待他。
And he declared that the Lord has dealt bountifully with him.
就是一点点恩典。
Not just a little bit of grace.
因为绝望中，你体会的恩典就更大，对不对
？Because if you are in a desperate situation, the grace that you that you encounter will be great.
如果你得了小病，啊，哎，上帝让你病好了，当然你很高兴啊，对不对
？For example, if you just have a minor sickness and the Lord heals you, be happy.
但是连医生都说没有希望，上帝医你，哇，这个恩典就更大了。
But if the doctor, even the doctor tell you you're hopeless, but the Lord has healed you, then you felt that you have received bountiful grace.
当你身上你欠债100万的时候，你觉得没钱啊，但是上帝却帮你解决了问题，哇，上帝恩典很大了。
When you are in debt of more of $1 million and you're hopeless, but the Lord helped you with this, you know that it's great grace that was shown to you.
你不但还了那100万，最后还赚了100万。
Not only have you settled $1 million debt, you have made another million.
但是如果你欠1000万，不是更大更多
？If you owe $10 million, isn't that even more?
那上帝让你帮你解决的问题吗
？And the Lord has even that the Lord has saved you from this.
而且让你赚的更多。
And you made many times more than what you've lost.
所以那个恩典就更大了。
And isn't that grace even greater?
我们看约伯就是这样的经验哦。
And John had in the book of John, John had that experience.
约伯十个孩子都死掉了。
And Job's ten children died.
他的产业全部都没了。
And all his estates were gone.
还生疮。
And he got sores all over his body.
结果后来上帝医了他。
And in the end, the Lord healed him.
而且让他的产业比以前还加倍了。
And his estate multiplied than before.
而且还让他还有十个孩子。
And he had another ten children.
这个恩典太大了。
And this is indeed great grace.
但是他经过的悲哀是极端的悲哀哦。
But the process and suffering that he went through is extreme.
我们连他的百分之一都没有啊，经过经历。
We are sure we can't even compare 1% to Job.
所以他更体验上帝的厚恩是多么的大。
And Job fully appreciates how bountifully the Lord has.
也就是说，我们的神是一个很伟大的神。
Indeed, our God is great because of this.
所以我们在我们将来人生里面有任何的困难。
And therefore, if we encounter any difficulties in our life,
任何的悲伤,
any sadness,
神都会帮我们解决,
God will be there for us.
我们要这样的相信,
we must have such faith.
我们也要这样经历我们的神,
and we must experience God like this.
本来我后面有一些我的见证,
have a few of my own testimonies at the back.
但是我看了他那封信进来，我那个朋友的见证才更真实。
But I decided to use the testimony from my friend in this sermon today.
因为我还不没有病到那个地步。
Because he went through much more than me.
我相信如果有一天，我们当然不盼望这样，但是我们也真的像他遇到这样的困难。
I hope that if indeed one day, of course we do not hope so, but if we do encounter such an extreme difficulty,
他的神也是我们的神。
We know that his, my friend's God is our God too.
真的能够带领我们经过这一切。
And he will bring us through all these challenges.
而且能够见证荣耀我们这位神。
And we will be a testimony and and praise our Lord.
因为我们的神昨天今天明天都是一样的。
Because our God is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
所以哀歌最后也成为另外一种的赞美。
Therefore, Christ with the Lord, all elements would, in, would become another form of honor of praise to our God.
甚至有的时候，这种赞美更加感动人。
Indeed, this kind of praise is more touching.
所以明天，下个星期我们讲耶稣这个受难的悲哀。
Next week we will talk about Jesus Christ and what he went through for us.
特别是十字架的最高的痛苦。
Especially the most extreme pain that anyone can go through is to be on the cross.
而这个整个的圣经的记载就是从哀歌的方式来记载的。
And how the Bible recorded this event is through how the psalmists have cried out.
透过这种哀歌的文学方式
through the stylistic styles of lamentations.
然后把最后荣耀归给神。
And to give the greatest honor and glory to our Lord.
因为这种荣耀是最高的荣耀。
Because that is the highest honor and glory of our Lord.
所以十字架是最痛苦的记号。
And the cross is a symbol of extreme pain, the most extreme pain.
但是也成为最高的荣耀。
And it became a symbol of the greatest honor.
所以这个我们下个星期也要从哀歌的角度来看耶稣。
And we look at this our Lord Jesus Christ from the angle of lamentations next week.
好，愿神祝福大家。
Thank you, and may the Lord bless all.
带领祷告，好吗？
我带领祷告。Dear Father in heaven, I thank you that you have gathered here today to once again to listen to your word, that we will be able to draw closer to you as we go through our individual challenges in life with you, and may you walk with us, and even though we may be weak and we